This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, Tilda Swinton's furious.
Yeah.
She goes, "Where's my motherfucking cheese Danish?"
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "No, Miss Swinton, you misheard me. I said, she's Danish. I was talking about the model I'm fingering." Here comes Hayes and Sean. She apologized.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider. What up? Welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lineback Hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We have a fun little game that we'd like to play today.
And you can play it at home. We want to sort of introduce this wide. Hayes and I invented the game on a long car ride. We were in the back of a car and a chauffeur was driving us because we are so successful. But we were hoping to let America play.
It's a play on a boring, stupid game that you may have heard of called 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you can take Kevin Bacon and using movies and shows he's been in connecting
that, like,
to
nobody's
any
seen.
Actor or actress. So instead of using somebody who's fucking washed up and is like barely even doing movies anymore.
It's like trivia nerds like memorize these movies from the fucking 60s or whatever that nobody knows about.
And we thought we would do a more interesting game that's fresher and more current with what people are interested in today. The game is called 6 Degrees of Cabocation.
So this is a game where you pick two random celebrities, probably more current ones rather than like a Kevin Bacon, who's barely a celebrity in my estimation. And you connect these two names by who's gone on a Cabo vacation with me and Hayes.
So let's just pick two names at random, like who connect.
Well, who's red hot right now? Amanda Seyfried?
Let's start with Amanda Seyfried and Sam Worthington. Let's connect her to the red hot Sam Worthington.
Okay, let's see if we can do it. And we try to do it in 6 moves or less.
Okay. So starting with Amanda Seyfried, she went on a vacation to Cabo with us.
Yeah, we went to Cabo with Amanda, and she was in a barely there string bikini the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sipping on rum drinks, and we were playing a lot of paddle ball.
My memory of her is that she couldn't really hang. As far as the party was concerned?
Yes, she, I remember, asked the fuck out with her shoes on, and we drew some fucked up shit on her head.
So I think that's where the rule began that we would never invite girls again.
Yes, and it has been a dudes-only policy at our Cabo accommodations ever since, and it's been more fun and more wild.
So I guess from there, we can connect her to Lucas Haas,
mm-hmm.
who we went to Cabo with, and that's sort of, we had such a great trip with him that we decided to name it Cabo San Lucas instead of just Cabo.
Yeah, and I remember him thinking that was very funny, and I remember that I laughed at it too, because we were being really funny that day.
Yeah.
And
we had been doing some partying.
Yes, we were having a little fun with a little some recreational substances. Smoking DMT
makes us very funny.
Yeah, it made us feel very funny and do funny stuff. Now, Lucas, I believe, can be connected directly to another celebrity who went on a Cabocation with us.
Okay.
And that is, of course, one Jake Busey.
That's right. Jake Busey connects because he also went on a Cabo vacation with us. We met Busey on the set of Tomcats. He had mentioned at the time that he liked to go on vacation and that he liked to swim in the ocean. And we said we knew this place, Cabo, where like you could do all that stuff and people are just sort of doing that all the time.
Swim the ocean and do all the vacation stuff, sunny, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm. And he went in. I remember that when we all got a suntan.
Yes, I think I got one on my back, and then I.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I think I turned over and got the front side.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that would connect Jake Busey to Josh Lucas when we started mostly bringing people named Lucas.
Yes, because of the Cabo San Lucas thing, we started inviting more Lucases.
Sure, and that's, I guess, when we changed the spelling from
the
Cabo
K
San Lucas with a K to
the C.
Because we had found someone who could hang with us party-wise better than Lucas Haas.
And I remember that with Josh Lucas, we prank called George Lucas a few times and told him to suck on these. Because we had just made a very successful Spaceman film, and he wants to make all the good Spaceman films, and we really rubbed it in his face and all over his whole head.
And so that would connect.
Did Josh, is he the one, he loved room service?
Yeah, he's the one who really liked to.
That's the vacation,
to
yeah.
To get sometimes breakfast. And at room service, he would fill out the card the night before and then enjoy a breakfast when it came to the room.
A true scoundrel, you know, breakfast-wise. He'd get the drinks and also, you know, whatever food he wanted. Now, is that five moves or four?
I think that's four people.
That's four. Okay. So who can I connect Josh to?
I guess someone who went on a vacation with us to Cabo.
Okay, yes. No, we did go on a Cabo vacation, and this one a little bit breaks our no girls allowed rule, but this is who we broke it for, is the fabulous Rose Byrne. And she can hang.
Mm-hmm.
And she proved she could hang, and we said, we got to bring her to Cabo, because she had just been talking about wanting to splash around in water and have sand between her toes.
And in nice weather, and when like the sun was shining.
Yeah, and she
Not
had been saying
cold.
She couldn't find it, and that she had gone to Vancouver and it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And we told her, go ahead and just hop on the plane that we are flying this weekend, and we flew the plane to Cabo for a vacation.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess that would connect Rose Byrne to Sam Worthington.
Right, because it was the very next day that we went on a Cabo vacation with Sam. So...
And now, because of his ability to hang, that's why I guess it's called Cabo San Lucas.
That's right.
Do you remember when we came back and Engineer Sam thought that we had named Cabo San Lucas after him?
Oh, yeah.
And we had to be like...
Engineer Sam, do you remember how fucking stupid you felt?
I do.
Do you remember how you were so excited? Because you had like seen a map and like were so surprised that you thought it was named after you.
It took me forever to make that thank you card.
Yeah.
I feel... Sorry.
For what? For what you just said or for...
For everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, then, as you can see, that's a fun way to connect Amanda Seyfried, who you'd think has nothing to do with Sam Worthington other than they're two hot young celebs.
Mm-hmm. Who have boofed.
And they've boofed one another. But we've managed to connect them through... Mm-hmm. Cabocations. Mm-hmm. And you can do this with your friends if you've been on Cabo vacation with any A-list megastars, or even if you
just
like us.
Or just ones that we have been on Cabo
vacation. It works best with us.
That's certainly how the game started, and I'm not against people trying to innovate on it, but when you look up the original rules, it's people who have been on Cabocations with Sean and I. There's another subject we wanted to sort of get into that's a little more serious. We talk about industry trends. We talk about how the industry is changing. But when change happens, this is what we sort of like to say. When change happens, the old thing has to be different.
Yes. If you look at, and I try to use examples that people will understand even if they aren't leading the kind of life I am. But if you change a sponge from dry to soggy...
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the same dry sponge anymore.
You can have a soggy sponge, but the dry sponge can't be the same anymore.
if you change your clothes from out of your Dunkin' Donuts uniform where you work into, say, a Meineke muffler outfit,
so that you can go work your night job,
mm-hmm. you can't still have the Dunkin' Donuts uniform on. You can still smell like coffee. There's elements that are still there, mm-hmm. but you gotta now acknowledge that you're Meineke muffler man. Or woman.
To that end, we want to talk a little bit about Nielsen ratings.
Mm.
This is how Nielsen ratings are, like the number of people who watch TV. You sort of know in general what it means. Sean and I have been saying for a long time, 20, 30 years, that the system is very outdated. It's time to come up with something new.
It's why we came up with this segment.
And this is us who have benefited from it maybe more than anyone else in the industry. So it's not us, like, this is not sour grapes. These are very sweet grapes.
No, the grapes are delicious, but we came up with this segment, Nielsen Hatings, mm-hmm. because we're just hating these Nielsen models mm-hmm. because they're so old.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, has it, you know, are we biting the hand that feeds us a little bit with it because mm-hmm. we've made so much fucking buku bucks off it? Yeah, a little, but there's a lot of other hands feeding us. So, you know, let's actually make the rating system reflect the way people watch content.
So let's explain how the old Nielsen ratings work, the ones that are currently in place today. What they do is they have these little boxes that measure your television viewing that they send to 100 rich families around the country.
In every state. Mm-hmm. So
well, it's like 100 total, two per state.
Yes.
And so you end up with this thing being like, first of all, the boxes are not cheap. The technology is pretty expensive, and they're huge. And so you need a lot of space to fit them in. So the families that get these things in almost every state, when you think of like who lives there and like who actually has money there, it's almost always the governor and the lieutenant governor.
So the result is your content, you know, is being dictated by what the governor and the lieutenant governor of Utah want to see.
Sure. And if you're like Sean and I, you don't make shows for the governor or the lieutenant governor.
No, I'm not making TV for the governor. I'm making TV for badass freak fucking gutter punks. Kids smoking ciggies and fucking doing
ollies.
Doing sick ass ollies and wicked kickflips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of shit that you see in my shows. So like, look, I got a box. Hayes got a box.
We're the California ones.
Yeah, we happen to make up, you know, at that point, 20% of television viewing.
Mm-hmm.
So my shit still gets through.
And this is without you owning a TV.
No, it's weird that I have a box because I do not own a TV.
But it's also not weird because, like, you, who else is going to have
one? Who else would have the box? Because it's like, I'm a tastemaker. And I've been thinking that what the ratings really should say is that the highest rated show lately is not owning a TV.
Mm-hmm. Is that interesting? So when you think about how interesting it is to not own a TV, and if these are the real tastemakers out there.
And I've had so many conversations about it, I can guarantee you that it's interesting.
Should it be the case that the people who get these Nielsen boxes are like the cool trendsetters who don't own a TV and like don't really know what it is?
Who don't have TVs and sometimes have never seen a TV show.
Yeah, so like people on Indian reservations. Well, you could speak to that also.
Yeah, well, as 1/8 Native American, I do know what people on the reservation are watching, and mm-hmm. what they're watching is the fire every night. And we're telling those stories, and then I'm stealing those stories. I'm making a movie.
And also part of this new system we think should be computers.
Thank you.
It's got to be computers.
You have to honor the computer. It's too big, important, and American thing mm-hmm. that people have computer.
The way people watch TV these days is to not even have one and to take the computer and stick that on the wall and watch it and watch that in bed.
Yeah. Or in your car,
mm-hmm.
or on top of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like I took Steffi and the kids to the lake last week.
Yes.
Now, Steffi never wants to miss an ep of that show, Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And so when you're out on the canoe...
When I'm out on the canoe, I just set
a buckskin canoe.
Yes, the buckskin canoe that I made with my paw.
From the earth?
Yeah, it's all... Every ingredient of the canoe is from the earth. You could eat the canoe and not get sick. Because it's all natural.
And you could maybe smoke a little piece of it and expand your mind a little bit.
And I have. And I made some very good jokes right after.
But imagine bringing a TV out into the middle of a lake on a buckskin canoe. It could drop in the water and electrify the whole fish.
Yes. And all the fish would be gone and only electric eels would survive. And the whole ecosystem would be turned on its head.
Yes.
So what you can bring is a computer because it's got battery.
Mm. So that, I guess, is what we would say for how to fix this old broken system of TVs.
Yes. And so Nielsen Hatings is the name of the segment. And
that's the hashtag to use.
And that's the hashtag.
Hashtag.
So if you want to tweet at your governor and your lieutenant governor, time for a change, hashtag Nielsen Hatings, and you can at me and Hayes in the tweets.
We want to quickly give a shout out before we go into our guest segment to Sam Wilson. He lives in Christiansburg, Virginia, and he donated $100 to the show. I guess Cabo Sam Lucas is now named after Sam Wilson.
Sam, you got your Sam name into Cabo mm-hmm. Sam Lucas, and now I think it's you. It's Sam Worthington. The Lucases are Josh Lucas and Lucas Haas.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Engineer Sam.
And it's not George Lucas.
And it's not George Lucas. So it feels nice, doesn't it, Sam, to have some Sams on the outside looking in and some Lucases who sort of are having to suck on these as well.
We have a really fun guest today. Jason Manzoukas is here. He's on TV and he writes movies and he actually has his own podcast that I think he wants to talk about a little bit on our show. So it should be a lot of fun coming right up on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
I said to Anna Kendrick, if you want the part, you gotta get down there. Mm-hmm. And she starts to undo my buttonfly jeans. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm down in my basement. There's a bat down there. I need you to trap it. Don't kill it. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
What up, what up?
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We got a guest. And he's here.
And he's a big honking fucking deal.
Jason Manzoukas.
How are you, gentlemen?
You know, we're good, man. How
That's
are you?
Great. That's great. I apologize. I guess I was late. My assistant fucked up my schedule, so I didn't know this started when it started. So
assistants.
I don't know if you guys find that. I find my girl always messes stuff up in my calendar, and then mm-hmm. I look like an asshole when I get places, which I don't appreciate.
I have the problem where mine will have me show up 45 minutes early for almost everything, which is, in its own way, even worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, because then you're basically loitering around.
Because mm-hmm.
the worst thing, the worst case scenario in that situation is somebody that you're going to be in the meeting with sees you hanging around half an hour early.
It's a lot of sitting outside a locked door.
You seem way too eager at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's humiliating to mm-hmm. be early for anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I have my guy make it later. Used to have a girl. Steffi will not let me have a female assistant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's trouble.
Yeah.
It's trouble.
It is trouble.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like it's up to you in as the guy in the relationship to set your girl's expectations, you know, in terms of your relationship with your assistant. It's not her business.
I can only have like a little kid now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like,
you're
in case I ever, you know, like, if I ever do decide to, like, go a different way.
Well, James Dean actually said that he wasn't going to, you know, live his whole life with one hand tied behind his back. And he was referencing bisexuality. So I think that's a good point, you know. You don't necessarily want to only do something with one hand.
I think especially in this town, you don't want to close any doors.
No.
Because you don't know which open door is going to be the next big break that you've been waiting for.
Sure.
You know?
A lot of most of the studio heads are men, and
sure.
If one of them comes along, they're all like nice looking guys. Like
same. Some of them aren't. Some of them are.
Which studio heads do you think are sort of ugly?
Some are monsters.
Yeah, which ones are unattractive to you?
You know, network heads, studio heads. Which ones do you think are physically pretty ugly?
We're talking about the obvious guys.
Yeah, we know. You know. Yeah.
Initials are MR, TC.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are.
Sure.
Monsters, you know, true monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's the deal. They get shit done to a degree that the ends justify the means.
Ooh, I almost wonder if being physically grotesque for them is something of an advantage because it allows them to get so much work done because no one is choosing to spend any time in their space.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those initials we mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
And then just in meetings, the intimidation factor is off the charts.
With just the idea that they might try to touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the knowledge that they will try and touch you
mm-hmm.
makes those meetings electric.
Now, Jason,
yeah.
A lot of people don't know this. You also have an Earwolf podcast.
I do, yeah.
Tell us about that one.
I have an Earwolf podcast called How Did This Get Made?
Wow.
Where myself and... Triple Threat writer, director, actor Paul Scheer,
mm-hmm.
and Triple Threat June Diane Raphael, writer, director, actor, analyze movies. We take them apart. We talk about what works, what doesn't work, what's funny about them, what's funny about how they failed, what's funny about how they succeeded. You know, it's like a scintillating, you know, like microscope put on, you know, whatever movie we decide to go at, you know.
That sounds really fun.
It's pretty terrific.
You guys have fun doing it?
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have something that I guess we wanted to bring up with you.
Yeah. Just even as you're mentioning some of those people that host it with you.
You're great. We've had nothing but great experiences with you around the office and in the cafeteria
total
and stuff.
Have we met before?
And just...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not formally. It's been a lot of in passing and just like
okay, cool. We've looked at each other in like a, you know, like sort of a.
I think what I think has happened. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen you guys around a lot, but have thought you were the same person every time because you guys look a lot alike.
Yeah,
only the one of you now has glasses,
and that's intentional.
I've now noticed.
Well, it used to be the other one that had glasses.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that must be it.
That's part
probably...
of the problem.
When we switched, then you just decided we must be one guy.
Because I also had this problem with the gentleman who does the Sklar podcast.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
He also, there's two of him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So I think I'm confusing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And they switched the glasses back and forth.
Exactly.
So it's hard.
And so I think I thought you guys were one guy as well.
To pin down. Yeah.
Well, regardless of how well you know us and we've met, and I think we've had some pleasant exchanges.
Oh, this has been terrific so far.
Yeah, and someone's before. And I think that we want to talk about at the calf, at the Earwolf calf, where we all kind of grab our meals.
Yeah. Well, we're all on the meal plan. Are you guys on the meal plan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Swipe that card and just munch on down.
Oh, yeah.
All the cap and crunch you can eat. I bring little baggies.
Oh, no.
I bring little baggies.
That.
I take it home.
For
real,
you can't do that. But they know. What are they going to do? They don't know.
No, they'll do a lot. You shouldn't do that.
But when we, you know, we've sat.
Yeah.
At the How Did This Get Made table a few times.
I don't know about that.
Well, we've sat down.
Cool.
Mm.
And then you
guys have table crashed.
We get a...
Yeah, it was open and we... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
sure.
And
sometimes everything's full up. You know, all the tables are full up.
But that's what's so weird because it looks like there's a lot of space and you say it's full up.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's actually a lot of space left.
Well, no, we like to keep open seats, you know, in case, you know, either some of our bros come by or right. if the Who Charted gang comes by. Like, we want to be able to sit with our friends.
Sure.
So we save seats.
Isn't it nice to make new friends, though? You know,
sure. Oh,
have
yeah.
more bros for when, you know, Who Charted's maybe on tour doing South by Southwest or something.
They are? Wait, did you hear that for sure? Are they for sure doing shows at South by? Wow.
Yeah, they're on the yeah. schedule to do South by, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh.
Which is like, that's an okay festival. I mean, we had that Phoenix one that was like, mm-hmm. that was like an okay festival, too. And
Phoenix
like,
Fest?
Yeah, Phoenix Fest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Who's to say?
We got invited, I think, to do that, but yeah. said no. So you might have gotten our slot.
Okay.
Right. And you said no because...
That's Phoenix Fest.
Right, because it's so good.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you guys kill
they
it?
They had that great Phoenix cover band played. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It was in Tulsa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they did... I guess a couple of Phoenix songs and mm-hmm.
And like the bird, like celebration of like
yeah, they did some
of the mythical bird.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. did some songs by the birds.
Was the number one Phoenix cover band in the United States there? Blistomania?
No, they were caught up doing a different fest.
They're great.
Yeah, they're great. I like them, but the guys that were there were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
you guys were talking about table crashing.
When they're on tour, maybe you want to have those seats for some other guys who you know are here.
Well, sure. Like if the Professor Blastoff guys are here, you know, like Tig and those guys count. Like I want to catch up with them. I haven't seen them in a bit.
Yeah, but not Tig. How do I put
I feel
this?
Like I see where you guys are going. You guys want to be like new guys, you know, like why not hang out with the new guys?
And we, you know, maybe those guys have a lot of extra podcast points for your lunch card, you know, like maybe they'd be willing to share some
for
of their
sure.
points, you
this
know?
This is one of those things
it's
that,
worth
like,
asking.
Yeah. This is only funny to me because this is like one of those things that like for those of us who've been around a long time, like is just common knowledge. We have unlimited points. Because we were one of the first podcasts. So
in a way that like 20 is basically unlimited. Like it'd be so hard to use 20 points.
When I swipe my card, the woman looks at it and it's an infinity symbol.
Hmm.
So it is just I have an infinite amount of points. It's just the swiping just tells them when I've been there.
You have to build a special.
You know what I mean? But since there's been so many more podcasts now, it's just kind of like Earwolf, just kind of like, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like they've trimmed it down now so that, you know,
totally.
Some of the new ones, you guys have a limited amount of
Yeah,
points.
We don't. Those new guys, we actually really are not any about them at all.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like Glitter in the Garbage and like Forget those guys and like
Michael Detective and
yeah just like I don't even want it and and I don't want him to sit and eat anything with me and totally lame and
yeah. With us yeah
yeah I just don't and Fogelnest and I thought he was my friend but really I don't like him at all because he's new. So we should all sit together and talk about those guys.
Kind of the old dogs, yeah, get together and
how,
talk about.
Old dogs. I don't know if you know that. It's a movie we did on How Did This Get Made. It's funny.
Oh, nice.
It's just funny you said that.
Oh, that's nice.
Sick.
It was a great app. Great app.
So sick.
I guess it would be because there are four big movie stars in it.
Yeah.
Was that the answer?
What do you mean? Was that the answer?
To the
like
question.
That's how it got made.
Oh, I see.
There's
I see what
four
you're saying.
Huge movie stars.
Like,
in
just
it.
Like guys that really make money.
Yep.
And the movie also made money.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, in that instance, it is proven track record amongst the cast.
Sure.
But then there are, I don't know if you guys, spoilers for Old Dogs, there are gorillas in it. So Funny Animals also helps
funny.
Out a lot.
Sure.
You know, it's a four quadrant movie because you've got hilarious adult actors.
Yeah.
John Travolta and Robin Williams. You've got hilarious children actors like Robin Williams and Seth Green. And then you have gorillas.
Right.
Yeah. Did you guys Travoltify your name today?
I didn't.
No. Okay.
From the Oscars?
Yes, from the Oscars. So he said a name wrong. So funny. And there's like one of these websites my little cousin was showing me. And it's like you can go on the internet and make Travolta like how he would pronounce your name.
And, oh, and it doesn't actually have to be your name. You could do your friends' names too.
What?
And you can send them.
Yes.
You can
yes.
actually send it to your this friends.
Sounds, yes, my little cousin did yeah. that. Yeah.
This
yeah.
sounds hilarious.
Or like celebrities' names and like.
Forget anything.
Like, it really is.
Wait, and you just saw this today? So you were hanging out with your little cousin today?
Yeah, yeah. He was over. He was over.
That's cool.
With his stepmom. And,
yeah.
Huh. Yeah, she's seeing my dad. It's a, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, she's seeing my
dad. So it's not a blood relation.
What do you mean?
Is it?
No, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay, got it. You know what? None of my business.
It's none of my business. It's none of my business, and that's been made pretty clear by my dad.
You've been told to stay in the basement when that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
which
you
which
love
the
yeah you love it. That's
it's
why
so
you're
nice
down
there.
There.
I'll be honest.
I've got
with
my
you.
Own entrance.
Basements are rad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
Dude,
I mean? Like
this
I find,
one, you'd
oh, is it
be
really nice?
Flipping, yeah, it's so sick.
If you could just put, honest to God, if you just put a rear projection TV in the basement, you know, like a big one, like 36 inches, like you could watch like Grease. Or like Hooper, or like Smoking the Bandit, like and watch. I've got
Brubaker.
Oh yeah. Do you guys? I have. You know, this is one of those Hollywood things, and I apologize for that ahead of time. But
this is the place for it.
I have 1,100 laser discs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a lot of people say that it's an obsolete technology, but I'm here to tell you that it is far superior to almost everything else out there.
The fidelity. And the blacks.
The blacks are so rich.
Oh, my God.
You could get lost in these inky blacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blacks are so dark. DB came over the other night, Sweeney, and we were watching Bulletproof Monk, and we were watching on Blu-ray, and he was just like, I wish this was on Laserdisc.
Ugh.
And I was embarrassed.
I think that all the time when I'm watching modern movies, I think, what if I could watch a laser disc rather of the pacifier?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that would be amazing.
Mm,
or
yeah.
like Dwayne the Rock Johnson star turn in The Tooth Fairy. You know what I mean? Like that's
yeah.
the kind of movie that's got enough dark corners and crevices that I'm like, that's where laser disc would pull something out of there.
It's a waste to watch it on any other format.
Hold on, just go.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
I just got an email. You guys keep talking.
Okay. Did you get your bumper pool?
It's got fucked up because the shipping, like, so here's what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted the guy over eBay. And
okay,
I was like,
I'm good.
I love this game.
What's that? Is it? Was it
no,
funny?
No, it was my producer just saying some funny stuff.
Oh, it was funny?
Yeah.
Producers like, can be really funny.
Producers, yeah. If you've got a funny producer, you know what? Like, you're pretty lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because you think of them as the business side of it, but when they're funny, it just makes the business part even the fun part.
Yeah, and also when you're out with them, it makes it a lot easier to talk to girls because it's like two funny guys talking to girls
yes.
rather than just like, it's all up to me because this guy's a real, you know, drip.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a huge, it's like a huge, like weight off my shoulders.
What do you like to, like, what do you say and like, maybe like... It's as funny as what we say
when we talk to girls.
Yeah, but what do you?
What do you mean?
When you say to girls stuff, what do you do?
Oh, when I say to girls stuff, I mean like a lot of stuff I do is just like credits. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
stuff I've done, stuff they know I've done.
Yeah,
because a lot of times girls will be like, "Oh, I know you from something,"
yes.
you know, and that's like if that happens, I know it's on.
Do you ever have the problem where they're like, what do you do? And it's like, you kind of know. Like,
yeah.
I know you
yeah.
know.
Well, this is my move. You ready for my move?
Because,
like, two girls walk up, right? And because, you know, like, we've been, like,
at
making
least.
Eyes or, like, me and my producer have sent them drinks or something. And they walk up to us and they're like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I usually say to one, I go, why don't you ask your friend?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because the friend is always, like, knows. Because the freak, she's a little fat.
That's tight.
So
yeah.
she's into more comedies.
Uh-huh.
She listens to podcasts. Like, she knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tight.
That's really tight.
Yeah, I do that.
Because they, like... they ask it in that teasy way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, you're going to actually make me like go through this. And
Okay.
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
There's a lot of this. I mean, I'll say this just being in the biz, and I don't know if you guys find this. You can cut through a lot of bullshit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can cut through a lot of bullshit with just like, with three things. A $100 bill.
Yeah.
You know, just pay with a $100 bill and don't ask for change. Girl sees
like
that.
Like the valet bullshit.
Like whatever. Like yeah. For a couple of drinks, for whatever. Just like,
the whole, just take the fucking.
But just boom. Just like an act. Yeah. Act annoyed. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly what you just did. Act annoyed by like, oh, you know what? Please don't interrupt me again with change.
Yeah. It's not generosity. It's I literally don't have time.
I don't have time.
And I've got nothing small.
Because I have an early call in the morning. That's a point two. We got to get this done. I've got an early call in the morning. You know what I mean? Because and she doesn't know. In her mind, she's like, an early call, is he an actor? Is he, Emma? If she doesn't know what the deal is, she just knows, like, I'm very important.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is huge.
Jason!
Yeah?
When you married Ice Cube's sister, did you know that you were going to get a movie out of it? Or were you just trying to, like, take a stand about interracial marriage?
Well, a lot of what that was about, you're talking about the movie Ride Along. A lot of what that was about was I had the idea for the movie and could not get to Cube. And my only way in was the sister, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And for me, it was getting close to the sister. And we never actually got married because once we got kind of close to it, he'd already gotten into the script and was super into it. At that time, though, it was a little different. It was called Bride Along. And it was about his character bringing his sister in a bridal gown along for the whole thing. So it was a different script.
That could work, too.
Yeah, no, I've been saying that because this one was such a success. I've been, believe me, I've been blowing them up, being like, hey, guys, let's dust off Bride Along. Let's bring that back because the sequel, I get it, Ride Along, too. You want those guys in it, but why not revisit this because this was something special. It was a little bit, there was a love scene that a lot of people had a problem with. I didn't, but it was something that I felt creatively was fit the tone of the movie.
Was that the one between Ice Cube and the car?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people don't. What I got a lot of was we've seen a man have an intimate relationship with an inanimate object in American Pie. And though it worked, we're not sure we're willing to transfer that to something mechanical like a car. I think a lot of people think that's what Transformers is going to turn into. I think a lot of people think that Transformers 4, that Mike is going to do that with Transformers 4.
Preferably, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, that's a real thing.
Making love to cars?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. No, it's a whole subculture here. You can get on web boards about it.
Objectum sexuals. I don't know why Hollywood wants to turn a blind eye to that.
There's a woman who married the Eiffel Tower. There's a woman who tried to, a man, I believe, who tried to marry a bridge.
Yeah.
People fall in love. I mean, like, and let's be honest, like, objects can be beautiful.
Yes.
And it's good.
Phones.
Phones.
I mean, we're all kind of dating our phones, am I right?
Sure.
people, you know, they watch movies on the thing.
What's funny is though that you like instinctively picked up your phone. Like what people can't see in the studio though is like you were making that joke, but like there's such truth to it that you picked up the phone.
I had to
like
touch
with
my phone. It was
like a loving
just to
caress.
Touch it. Yeah,
you know? There is,
and you licked your lips. I think just kind of unconsciously.
There's something deeply,
little beads of sweat welled up. My heart started pounding. My breath became shallow. Yeah, all these things from touching my phone. Yeah,
so interesting. It's so interesting.
It is. And we're all kind of dating
and
our
that's
phones.
What's
well, it's
happening.
Like the movie from this year, 12 Years a Slave. We are slaves to these devices. We are slaves to this technology.
It's just like it. We're slaves to, and that's why it won all the awards because it's relatable. We are slaves to the phones and to the technology.
I agree.
Which is really changing the industry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we're at a real crossroads here for what we're about to be doing versus what we have been doing.
Yes, what we're doing.
It's
going to
be different. It is going to be different.
Oh, it's already different.
It's already different.
You know what? It's already different. We just don't even know. It's like the Matrix.
Because right now, because we're in it, it seems like it's the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to look
back. But it's actually different.
And the thing is, if you can open your eyes to the differences and exploit them, mm-hmm. when everybody else, it's like, I just said it, but I'll say it again. It's like the Matrix. Mm-hmm. If you can be one of the first people who realizes they're in the Matrix, mm-hmm. you can be Neo, or you can be the girl, or you can be Lawrence Fishburne.
Tank.
Or you can be Joe Pantoliano. Or you can be Cypher. Mm-hmm. Or you can be you can be any of these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be one of the early adopters. And in doing so, you will be able to just run the board.
Yeah, like a fucking boss.
Yeah.
Dude, like a boss, dude.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yo. Legit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The TV show on FXX?
Yeah.
Jeffries?
Mm-hmm. Yo, if you fucking figure that shit out, you're a fucking straight up boss.
Yeah.
That show, legit,
yeah.
is the closest thing to the other side of the Matrix.
Yep.
On TV right now. It's through the fucking looking glass.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Just tearing it all down.
Well, it really, watching it makes me uncomfortable because
yes.
I'm like, I feel like I'm watching somebody who is just one step ahead.
Because it's like, that is me, but it's just like the part of my brain that I just won't let out.
It's like when Neo is fighting mm-hmm. Lawrence Fishburne, and Lawrence Fishburne is always kicking his ass because he's right. just a little bit ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, and the things that show's taking down don't even know they're being targeted.
Mm-hmm. Jason, speaking of slaves, talk about what it's like to be a minority in this town as someone who is a writer and performer.
Sure. I mean, this is, I find my biggest problem kind of in getting work, in succeeding, is mm-hmm. that I'm up against a lot of preconceived notions of how and what I am exactly. Because a lot of times I walk into a room, and whether or not I'm right for the part, all they see is writer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, all they see is a writer. And I'm there saying, hey, I'm auditioning for this part. I'm here to be in this movie. But all they see are a list of writers' credits that is long, and they start thinking about those movies, and it doesn't jibe with what they're thinking that this writer guy mm-hmm. Is here auditioning for this movie.
And crushing it.
Yeah, and likewise, I'll go in, I'll have an idea for a movie, I'll go in, I'll sit with the big bosses, I'll get the call, mm-hmm. I'll go in, I'll sit down, and I'll start my pitch, and I'll say, this is what I'm thinking. It's Channing Tatum. It's this guy. It's that guy. Here's the setup. And then they'll say, I have to stop you, Jason. I've got to stop you. I'm a big fan of you on The League. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I love The League. My buddies and I, we watch The League. What? I don't know what you're doing here. Like, I don't know what this is. You know, and that's like a real hard pill to swallow because, you know, just like they swallow the pills in the Matrix, it really is, you want people to be able to open their minds and allow for multiple versions of who I am. Mm. So there's a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of hard dummies. There's a lot of dummies out there who don't have the creative minds enough to not just go with preconceived notions or judgments.
The chains and whips of jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys find the same. I don't know, you know?
Oh, yeah. The discrimination that we've faced is really, it should be criminal.
Mm-hmm. It's as bad as...
It's as bad as any kind of discrimination that's happened in this country.
You say rape and people are like, people freak out at just like saying the word. And I think we should be allowed to have open conversations about stuff that's worse than rape.
And it's also like, well, if we're not allowed to talk about it, how are we going to change
exactly.
it? Or change this issue, which is... it affects a smaller number of people, but is possibly as bad or worse. And bigger.
Jason.
Yeah.
Should we reach into the bag?
Let's get into the popcorn gallery.
Do you want to explain what that is?
I'll try. So, people go to the movies to watch movies.
Like in their home, like in my home theater?
Not everyone has a home theater. This is an in-between kind of person. They don't have the home theater, but they don't live in some shitty bullshit-ass
where you have
fucking
to, like, go to your church.
Ohio thing where you can only watch, you know, you watch the Left Behind series
in a church
theater? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, it's a Cineplex.
Okay.
So people go there.
Sure.
And when they're there, they eat a snack we call popcorn.
And
sure.
PG is one of the ratings of some movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Plenty of movies are PG.
PG Popcorn Gallery.
So that kind of gets you where we're going. So we let people ask questions to our guests on the forums.
And they're in the popcorn gallery?
They actually are the popcorn gallery.
They are the popcorn gallery.
Cool. So is this like an online thing?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it.
It's not easy, and we've been through this a lot.
You've actually come a lot farther than most of our
other
guests.
You're the closest to understanding it, and you don't get it.
Because of your podcast experience.
Yes.
Let's reach into the bag.
Cool.
Yum.
Here's a question from Freya. Mr. Mantzoukas, do you have any tips on how to straighten my hair like you do on Kroll Show?
Oh, well, Freya, I mean, I think the easiest way to do it is to have two people who work in hair come to your house, and they've got all the stuff. I can get you the names of the two girls that did it when I was on Kroll Show, if you want. I don't know if this is something you're amenable to, but you get them to come out, Aaron and I think Jackie was the other girl's name, and it takes about 45 minutes, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, and they will set upon your hair with a fury. I'll be honest, Jackie can be a little chatty, which I don't care for, so I put headphones in. You can get your hair straightened. And if you want to chat, I'm sure they can chat you up if you want. But that's the deal. So it really is just about hiring the right people for the job.
Mm-hmm. In certain parts of the country, I think, Virginia, Connecticut, some of the...
The Virginia-Connecticut corridor?
The flyover
mm-hmm.
Part of the... East Coast.
Sure. The flyover Eastern Seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They, you're going from Miami to Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They wait till it's raining and they just have to walk outside.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Good tips.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, like, there's nothing, especially for stuff like that, hair and makeup and all that stuff, there are professionals out there who it's just much easier to pay to have it done.
Because these people don't know, you know?
I mean, let's be honest. Dummies can't do their own hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is there another question in the bag?
I think so.
Better check.
I'm choking a little popcorn.
I love you guys' sound effects. These are great.
Yeah, these are a bunch of drops that we had.
They're really funny.
We had Diplo make them for us.
Oh, man. I love his stuff.
Do you like him?
Major Lazer?
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. That's
love
my favorite kind of reggae.
Hall. Mm-hmm. Let me get that. Okay.
Was there a question?
Yeah.
Good, good.
This one's from Bruce Reed Robinson. The second.
BRR2.
You know him?
Nope.
He's got you as his avatar on the forum, so that'll probably sting a little bit.
And he is irrelevant to me. His existence is pointless.
So you don't have him as your avatar?
I don't even know. Honest to God, I don't know what an avatar is. And this is the first I've heard of forums.
I just assumed since he had you,
yeah,
you would also have him.
No.
We figured it was an exchange type thing. Like when I gave Hayes my glasses.
No.
So it's just him using you, and he doesn't even know you.
Nah.
But he's used your face to represent him on the internet?
Good. That's fine by me. I mean, like, if he wants to, like... I feel bad for... Here's the reality.
It seems weird.
Here's the reality. I feel bad for him because he's probably very ugly. Maybe has been burned. I'm not sure. And as such, he is, you know, choosing something to represent himself that he believes in. Something maybe he idolizes, or maybe I'm his hero, or much in the same way that, like, as a young child, I might have chosen, if there were such a thing as avatars when I was a kid, like Magnum PI is my avatar. Mm. You know what I mean? Like someone aspirational. Like I would like to become this person. And so for this person, BRR2, I suspect I'm that to him.
Oh, dude, Magnum was a fucking boss.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
The Ferrari.
Dude, dream life. Just lived in a sick-ass fucking mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't pay shit for it. Fucking cool
Higgins
car
was always
on
up
Hawaii.
His ass. Yep.
Dude, and the babes.
So many babes.
Guys, I love beautiful women, man. That's my weakness.
In a two-piece? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the only bummer is really just those very intense nom flashbacks.
Yeah. I could do without that part of it.
Yep. Yep. Very intense. So much so that in later seasons, he had to go back to Nam to just get his head right and rescue some POWs. And that wife he thought was dead, she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
And he died.
I watch the entire series once a year.
Yeah, he died, then he came back.
Yep.
Oops.
Bruce Ree Robinson.
Yes.
The second, who is not your friend.
Nope. Never met him. Don't care to.
Asks.
Seems like a lawsuit using that face for the avatar, huh? If not from you, then whoever he meets, they think they're getting prime rib.
Here's the deal. It's one of those things that, like, I have a guy. I've got a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and if I sent him on every one of these people that, like, puts a picture of me up on the internet, you know, like, the guy would be charging me up the ass. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't, you know what? This guy can, you know, God bless. You know, you want to use my picture as your avatar? Go for it.
You know, yeah, I know it's not worth your time. I'm just saying, like, he could get sued by, like, his own friggin' dad if he sees a picture and invites his son back over for Thanksgiving, thinks, oh, he got his burns fixed or whatever. He thinks he's going to get prime rib.
Wait, so you think the dad thinks that I'm the son?
The dad
thinks he sees the avatar,
dad,
right?
The dad thinks he's going to get prime rib.
So you think the dad is... Wait, so you think the dad is on the forums as well?
I mean, maybe he's
his
searching
son
for
is
his
there.
Son. Going,
how does son find out about it?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, I mean, this sounds... This is dark.
But
this
if he's expecting prime rib, you know, and he gets friggin'... Frisky's feast.
Yeah. I mean, that's not nice. Guess what that is? That's a rude awakening. If you think you're getting prime rib and you instead get Frisky's feast.
Bruce Ree Robinson asks, Jason, could you please give a comprehensive list of your food and environmental allergies?
Oh, sure. It's a short list. I have a life-threatening food allergy to eggs. Environmentally, I'm cool.
I feel like he's going to use that now when he goes to these meetings and people ask him what he's allergic
think he's
to.
He's just gathering.
Like to check if it's him.
Well, I think that, they're going to go, hey, your face doesn't look quite the same. And he's going to go, I just ate eggs, which I'm famously allergic to.
Do you think this guy's trying to take over my personality? Like, is trying to steal my identity?
Well, how else do you explain the photo?
He's 95% of the way there.
This is
I thought it was. Okay.
I don't like this. I do feel like I should talk to my lawyer about this.
Jason.
Yeah.
We saw on your Wikipedia page that you are famous for wearing white shirts and jeans, and you're wearing one right now.
I guess so. Yeah, by happenstance.
Talk about the importance of a recognizable uniform in this.
You know what?
Business.
I'll be honest with you. I go to my closet every day and I just pick out a shirt and I pick out pants and I put them on and I walk out the house.
Mm.
Just so happens that closet only has white shirts and jeans in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It just happened like that.
That's what the house came with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what house you guys were given. Where were you located here?
I was given on the hill.
Oh, on the hill?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right down under it.
Oh, wow. So you're in the flats.
At the base. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was given a house up in the top of the hills, and it had my wardrobe, it had these glasses, and it had the whole thing in it.
Mm.
So this is pretty much what I got, and I like it. You know, I'm wearing it. I think it's great. You know, it's not, you know, it was what was chosen for me. So,
what do you do about stains?
Stains? Mm-hmm. Oh, bleach. You know, I've got, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, I mean, I put everything in a basket.
Mm-hmm. For your girl.
I bring the basket to the chute goes to the basement, and the basement girl does it.
And their stains are gone?
Yeah, oh yeah, the stains are gone. The basement girl, I think, gives it to the upstairs girl,
mm-hmm.
and she distributes it through the house, so I have stuff at my avail. But I don't like to see the basement girl because, you know, she's a basement girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah, spooky.
Yeah.
Too scary.
People, you know, like, I don't know if you guys find this, but like when you run into people who you know work in environments where there's not windows, there's something off about them.
Yes. The wet breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, wet breath.
My basement's actually not like, it's not like that because I have like a dehumidifier in there. So
oh, dude, that's
like,
rad.
Yeah. It's sick. Yeah.
And like,
it's loud, but it's nice.
Do you ever see how much water ends up in there?
Oh, friggin', yeah, I check it all the time.
That was all in the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's, the air is water.
We're walking. I'm basically swimming right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know you can drink that water. Yep, you can.
I don't know.
You can, man. Bro, I'm telling you, just drink it. Start drinking that water, bro.
I'm scared,
too. No, man, don't be scared. Don't give in to the fear. Mm. That's what this town is, man. This is what this town is. This town is about overcoming your fears. Just drink that dehumidifier.
Red pill or blue pill, yep. Man.
By the way, that's it. That is it. Start drinking the dehumidifier water, and then you're going to see the next level. Then you're going to see the screens.
Mm-hmm.
Screens,
the little machine they use to control you crawls out.
Ugh, totally.
Maybe one sip.
Yeah, when you're like dehydrated.
Yeah.
And your Camelback's empty.
Jason.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, guys, my absolute pleasure. Is this the first one?
First one with you on it, you know, and it's
great kickoff.
It's one of the first.
Can you tell me who bought the pro version this week? I've got
Thelonious
a good pro
Junk.
Okay, Thelonious Junk bought the pro version this week. And as his prize, Jason's going to tell him the third thing. He said you can cut through a lot of the bullshit in this town with three things. Then he said one, pay with a $100 bill. Yep. And then he said two, say you got to be on set early in the morning. And we didn't hear the third thing.
Sure.
And so we're going to lay that out.
Just for Thelonious. Just for Thelonious Junk.
Everyone else.
Earmuffs. What movie?
Is it Anchorman?
Yeah.
It's like the line from Anchorman.
Yeah.
Like, you like stumbled over it to a degree that I was like, this is embarrassing.
No, I was, I'm wicked high, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On drug smoke?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, man, that's,
you know,
rad.
Put me in cuffs, yeah. Friggin', yeah, totally. Me and
oh,
TV,
man, 420, am I right, man?
Yeah.
420?
Oh, the best. It's
total
the best
420,
time,
man. Total 420.
And that day is great.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you should do after we're done here? You should listen to reggae.
Oh, I'm going to have to come down.
Yeah.
Intense.
So great, man. You just, like, man, like, the whole thing, the whole time I've been, like, keyed in on glasses guy, but, like, you just, like, jumped to the top.
Oh, it's not a competition with us, but
no,
that feels
but you're
really
cool,
good
man.
To
you're
hear.
Cool. I get what you're doing. You're cool.
Yeah. And if I seemed off at all during the rest of the show to any listeners, it's like, I was wicked high. And,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Fucking A, so right,
it's like,
on.
It's such a fuck you to America to do that, but.
Well, I'm like, I'm really like sick, so like, it's
oh,
not
no.
a big deal, but I don't really talk about that, but that's why, like.
Something's going around, man.
Yeah.
If you've got a weak constitution, you'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's, it's cool in its own way, and I can sometimes like be sort of high from that.
Yeah. Well, you should, you know what you should do? Start chugging like that cold medication.
Yeah, that stuff will really make you
robo tripping.
I was gonna say, bro, drink that robo, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, robo tripping.
Yeah.
Oh,
me and my buddies call it brobo.
OOBE, out of body experience, dude. Robo tripping. Where am I?
Yeah, like a robot.
Freaking yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the third thing?
Oh, ask her if she wants to snort an Adderall, but then cut up a roofie. That was just for that one guy, though.
Yeah.
Thelonious Funk.
Thelonious.
Thanks again. And we will do yours. We'd be happy to.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The Wolf Dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.